Joining us right now to discuss his campaign as early voting continues, Republican candidate for Attorney General Dan Branch. Mr. Branch, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
Great, great. Thanks, Chad. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time today. How's the campaign trail been going, and what are you hearing from the voters when you go around? Obviously, trying to replace Greg Abbott is a big deal in this state for Republican primary voters. They're looking for the next Greg Abbott. They're looking for someone who will be just as tough as Greg Abbott. Is that what you're hearing from folks?
It is, and thanks for asking about the campaign. It's going very well. We got some poll results came back with it, so we were grateful for being in the lead, a strong lead, as we go through this early voting period through the 28th. And we have picked up lots of endorsements from law enforcement. Over 50,000 members of the law enforcement Lubbock Police just coming in this week, and many sheriffs who we announced, and of course we've had a lot of leading lawyers, including those from General Abbott and those that have worked around Senator Cruz. So good endorsements for our campaign. A lot of momentum. Been traveling the state. Over 135 visits recently and 37,000 miles. So I'm learning. I knew it intellectually, Chad, but experientially, I'm learning how big our state is. And so it's been good to have large groups like the Farm Bureau and cattle raisers who represent so many grassroots Texans come on and support our campaign, the doctors, the TMA, and Texas Association of Business. We're getting lots of support. And this past weekend, our Facebook crested over 100,000 followers on that site and over 15,000 on Twitter. So our social media outreach is well ahead of my opponent.
Well, when folks go to the polls and they're looking at this race, and there are so many races out there that voters are responsible for getting all the right information, doing research, and finding out who they want to vote for. When they're listening to you right now, how do you separate yourself from the competition?
Well, when you're needing to have a knee replacement, you want to look for the doctor who's done it, 10 or 20,000 times as opposed to 10 or 20 times. And so for me, when we're looking to replace an outstanding attorney general, and that is the question you mentioned earlier, will you be as tough as Greg Abbott? And my response is I'm going to have to be tougher because this administration can't be reelected and things are going to get worse before they get better. And we've just seen that from the State of the Union and from comments by Holder last week. So for me, the way I distinguish it for voters is I'm the one who's practiced law, been in the private sector, arisen to the top of the profession, started out working for the Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court, and worked with some of the most respected lawyers in our state, with a very large firm, Baker Botts, started my own firm, built it up, and merged it into now the Winstead firm, one of the largest firms in our state. So I've had the experience of not only rising to the top of the profession, having the highest ratings of anyone in the race by the Martindale Hubbell Group that rates lawyers, and I have the highest rating for skills and ethics. But I've also hired really smart lawyers and managed lawyers and seen all kinds of disputes and transactions go well or go poorly, and so I have those skills and that judgment. That's what I'll bring to the table, along with my 12 years in the legislature, where I've had a record of pushing back successfully against this federal government. The moment of silence is an example of that, when we returned prayer to school in Texas because the activist federal judges had told Alabama and the rest of the country you couldn't even have a moment of silent prayer, and we changed that. And today 5 million kids can say prayer and say the Texas Pledge and the U.S. Pledge as a result of our efforts. And so it's examples like that or bringing recorded votes, accountable recorded votes in a constitutional amendment in 2007. So what I bring is a record. Being part of balancing 6 budgets, leaving more in the rainy day fund than we've ever had in its history the last 2 sessions, advancing pro-life and pro-Second Amendment and tort reform and private property rights. As someone who came in with the first majority, Republican majority, in our chamber in 2003, and for the last decade or so, have felt the responsibility to get conservative solutions, limited government solutions passed so this state can continue to be a model, the last large state that is a model of limited government, low taxation, and light regulation. And that's what the next attorney general will have to understand. We've got to preserve this limited government model, I think, not only to secure our own future for Texas, but the country's future.
visiting with Dan Branch. You can visit his website, danbranch.com. I'm sure you saw the story yesterday about the Trusted Travelers program, president meeting with the president of Mexico, the prime minister of Canada, and they're talking about easing border security for trusted travelers. And we don't have a lot of details yet, but is that something that should worry the person who is going to step into the AG's office next?
Well, let me just say this. We talk a lot, and I think with good justification, Chad, about the overreach of this administration, whether it's, you know, the IRS targeting conservative groups or the DOJ targeting journalists or targeting Texas and trying to put us back under preclearance and Obamacare and the EPA over-pushing on the Clean Air Act. I mean, everywhere we turn, there's this overreach. But then, you know, you say, well, what is the federal government, what is our national government, one of its fundamental responsibilities is to secure international borders of the country. We have a 1,200-mile border that it is failing at. And so, to me, I want to see this president talking about how he's going to come in and shore up a field responsibility of his administration. Right now, we're having to spend, as you know, hundreds of millions of dollars with the DPS and our Rangers working on border and border-related crime because of the failings of a national government. And how about our farmers who aren't getting their fair share of water under an international treaty with Mexico that has to be upheld by our federal government? That's its responsibility. So I would say before we start talking about trusted travelers programs, I would hope that this president would stand up and tell the people of Texas that he's going to live up to his responsibility to protect our and secure the border, because we are spending, as you know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from local law enforcement to the DPS to the Texas Rangers on securing the border. There's a whole program. I had a chance to visit our fusion center in Austin, Operation Drawbridge. I mean, this is a massive effort that we're having to do because of the failings of this administration.
Visiting with Dan Branch, you can visit his website, danbranch.com. And in your new ad that is out today, and I was sent a copy of that ad from your campaign. Appreciate that.
You bet. Yeah, we just released exactly today.
Yeah, in it you talk about going after deadbeat parents that aren't paying child support. Is that going to be one of the key issues that you focus on? And is that something you're hearing on the campaign trail needs to be looked at more?
Yes, Chad. As you know, this is a large responsibility of the Office of Attorney General. Over 2,600 employees currently are involved in this part of the operation out of 4,200 folks at the office. And so it's a large operation. This is very important to taxpayers that the parents be responsible, that support their children so that the taxpayers don't have to. It's obviously important to the children. We got to make sure that the most vulnerable in our state are taken care of, and children need to be provided for. And so it's an important responsibility. And obviously the courts have an important role of making those decisions, making the decrees, making those decisions. And I think we have to make sure that we enforce the law in an unbiased fashion, whether that's a male or female parent. They have to live up to their responsibility. So that, along with protecting children from online predators, this is an area that General Abbott has had some great success in. I think we need to expand on that. As technology becomes more pervasive in our society, we're going to have more of these online predators going after our children. As a father of five, I know how the fears that parents have of these sorts of animals coming in through the internet into their homes, literally. And so this is an important area, as is identity theft and I think healthcare fraud. So I think we're going to have areas related to technology where the Office of Attorney General is going to have to prioritize and do more. And child support is always going to be a high priority.
Visiting with Dan Branch, you can visit his website, danbranch.com. Before I let you go, sir, as people are heading to the polls today, give them, I guess, one final push. You know, tell folks what exactly they need to know about you to separate yourself from everyone else out there and why they should vote for Dan Branch.
If they're looking for someone who has practiced law and worked really hard to get to the top of his profession, and then someone who has had the great privilege to represent my community in the state house. And then I have a 12-year record, Chad, that people can, whether that's returning prayer to school, whether that's the recorded votes, whether that's balancing budgets, whether that's preserving a robust rainy day fund, all of the legislation that people talk about, pro-life, pro-gun, I've been there making the really tough votes to change our legal jurisprudence on tort reform. I've made those tough votes, and so I have a record. I'm not just talking about it now that I'm running for attorney general. The record's there, the record as a lawyer, the record as a lawmaker, and that's why I'm asking Texans for the vote, and I think that's why we've gotten so many endorsements across the state. That's why leading lawyers and law enforcement are behind us, so much of the business community. And so to me, the endorsement that matters the most, of course, is that Texans who take a look at this race realize that if they hire me, they're going to get someone who's done the operation thousands of times, and they can be certain that I'll have the judgment skills and the conservative backbone to stand up to this federal government, which, again, I think is going to get worse. And so I look forward to continuing Greg's legacy, and I'm asking Texans for their vote and for their confidence.
Dan Branch, Republican candidate for Attorney General, danbranch.com. As always, appreciate your time, and we'll talk with you again before Election Day.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate you having me.
Have a great one out there.
Okay.
That's Dan Branch. You can visit his website, danbranch.com.